The good,
the good,
the bad,
the bad,
and
the ugly,
the ugly, with Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
Pet peeves, huh?
Yeah, I tell you what. You're not going to believe this about me, but I'm an easily irritated person.
No, I believe it immediately. I just thought I was wondering when this topic would cycle around because you have more idiosyncrasies than any other human being I have ever encountered.
Well, I'll tell you what. For one, I have a low tolerance for stupidity and ignorance.
Okay, so WhatsApp group.
I believe that they are choices people make as opposed to educating themselves, mm-hmm. like everyone should. So it comes as no surprise that I have a number of pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
And so a pet peeve is an irritating experience caused by others, which mm-hmm. you cannot control.
Yeah.
Pet peeves often involve specific behaviors of someone close, such as a spouse or significant other, and these behaviors may involve disrespect, manners, personal hygiene, relationships, mm-hmm. and so on.
And they irk
so
you. That's
and
particularly...
they irk you.
Yeah.
It may seem small, but they do irk you. A key aspect of a pet peeve... and that it may well seem acceptable to others.
Mm.
You know, for example, a supervisor in an office, say, may have a pet peeve about someone leaving the lid on the copier up after they've used it.
Yeah.
Or someone may react angrily or annoyed when others interrupt when speaking, which is one of mine as well, and I'll come up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about that just now. Or messy desks, for example, could be a...
That freaks you out. We've seen this manifest.
A pet peeve.
Yeah.
So I have a few pet peeves that irritate me so
much. Do we have enough time?
That I'm...
For your list of pet peeves?
We have some time.
Okay, let's go. The top ten.
But I'm prone to rage sometimes on these. I think
hang on, before you give me your list, this is the thing, right? Because no one else assigns the importance or the value to this peeve as you do, they often say to you, you're overreacting, but it's like,
yes.
You do not understand what is happening inside me right now because of this thing that you are doing inconsiderately.
Yeah, 100%.
No one recognizes the pain that we experience.
100%. And so for me, the first one's a bit of a serious one, actually, because... the top of my list are able-bodied people parking spaces that are reserved for the disabled.
Yeah.
I've had huge screaming matches with people who've done this, and on more than one occasion, I've had the offenders...
And they always say, I'm only going to be here for a minute, you know.
No. Yeah, that's it. And on more than one occasion, I've had the offenders' wheels clamped by the security at shopping malls.
Good job.
So what these selfish, clearly self-seeking people don't realize is that it's often a huge inconvenience for someone in a wheelchair to park in a bay that's not designed with enough space to get in and out of with a wheelchair.
Mm.
And so it's a huge struggle for handicapped people to navigate these parking
and
spaces.
And it's also an inconvenience to wait for you to vacate that spot, so they have to wait in the car to use the only one parking available to them because you had to quickly make a drop-off.
100%. And the great thing is that most shopping malls that clamp the wheels of offenders and fine them donate this money to a charity NGO that works with disabled people.
Oh, good.
So at least there's a silver lining.
Nice.
Another one of my pet peeves is drivers that don't indicate before turning.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot
tell you
how
it is called an indicator because it is put there to indicate your intention.
Yes.
Yes.
100%. I cannot tell you how many
otherwise
times
it would be called a flashy light stick.
I've come close to road rage after encountering a driver that lacks the basic intelligence to indicate before turning.
Mm-hmm.
A Business Tech article that I read said motorists in South Africa have developed bad driving habits due to a quicker pace of life, impatience, and technology distractions.
Mm-hmm.
And in the article, an insurance company had listed some of the bad habits of South African drivers. And guess what? On top of that list was the non-indicator user.
Really? Above texting? Well,
they said, that was on the list as well. But above that was the non-indicator user. They said that every road user has somewhere to be, and it's each driver's responsibility to let the vehicles around them know what their intent to do by using their indicators. Now,
and these irk you, huh? Justifiably, in these cases, justifiably.
Irking,
but there are some that some people would scoff at.
Yeah, but okay, so there's, say, one that is not as serious is that people drink directly out of a milk or orange juice container.
Context, I can do that at home, my own home.
Well... Okay,
I wouldn't
so
do it if
let me contextualize it for you. I had a flatmate that did this, among a whole anthology of other living and personal space violations. Mm. Needless to say, we parted ways quite quickly. If we remained flatmates, I would have been charged with murder by now, you know. But when you drink straight from a carton, a bottle, air, or anything, bacteria and bits of food take the opportunity to move from your mouth into the container. Mm-hmm. This does not happen when you pour from the carton into a glass. And when bacteria is the one that causes milk to spoil, the human mouth, let me tell you, is a virtual cesspool of bacteria, and some are pathogenic as well. So if you have a cold, a flu, or cold sores, you can pass that on by drinking straight from the container.
Yes.
And coming up, I'll give you a few more.
Actually, while we're at it, can you give us what are your pet peeves? Yours? What irks you? What is irksome for you? Leave us a WhatsApp voice note. Give us your name as well. 061-792-9495. Here this morning.
The good. The good. The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terrence Pillay.
We all have them. It's particular mannerisms and behavior that just irritate us, and it seems individual, and we can't understand why other people do not understand the gravitas of the gravity of the situation. All right, so we got a WhatsApp here. Can I read this to you?
Yeah.
I'll ask you for voice notes, but we got a couple of texts. Hey, breakfast, East Coast breakfast. This is Nondomiso from Bloemfontein. Hey, Bloom. My pet peeve is people who decide to show up unexpectedly, and I am broke, and I cannot be hospitable.
Hospitable. Yeah, that's true.
I get that. That would irritate me.
You should always call before arriving somewhere.
Absolutely. And we live in a cell phone technology.
Yes.
And if you're close enough to the house that they're visiting, you can just go onto their Wi-Fi.
100%. You know, speaking of cell phones, you know what is one of my pet peeves? Encountering someone using a speakerphone in a public area.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's another one of my pet peeves. Like, why do you have to have your ringer on loud in a public space? Like, I'm paying money for a nice chilled evening here in a restaurant, and I've got to sit through... And then octogenarian has to try and find this at the bottom of her bag. So the entire ring... And I'm halfway listening...
the whole time.
To, you know, Carmina Burana's wonderful background music in the restaurant.
But also, people have this tendency now to speak on speakerphones.
In public.
I don't want to know
your
business.
I've got to hear your full conversation in the line at the bank.
100%. I don't want to know your business. It's an invasion of my personal space.
Yes.
And I don't want to know that.
Yes, so now you've heard.
Speaking, you know what the thing is? I'm even still trying to figure out why people need to have inane conversations on their cell phones in public at all, much less on speakerphone, where I'm subjected to both ends of the stupid conversation. It needs to stop.
It's banality in stereo.
So we do have a few voice notes, so we take a listen to that.
Morning, guys. It's Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Irritates me is that when someone thinks they are that, when they talk like they all that in the world, they too much of themselves.
Yeah.
They think too much of themselves.
Yeah.
And they use words that they don't even understand.
Yeah. I hear you. I think that's passive aggressive happening right there.
Yeah. My pet peeve would definitely be when you're in a mall or a crowded area and someone just walks past you and talking to someone else, but they literally shout in your ear, or sometimes they even cough or sneeze, like, right in your face.
Oh, I'm with you on the coughing.
Drives me crazy. Bye.
I'm with you on the coughing and sneezing. You know, I'm ever so slouchy.
Yes.
OCD. So, coughing and sneezing.
Hi, it's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Absolute pet peeve, and if I didn't have as much restraint as I do, there would be serious road rage issues, is people cutting in when you're waiting in traffic. They drive up the emergency lane and then they cut in right at the top where the robot starts. I cannot tell you how that infuriates me. By the way, it's Debbie. Thanks.
Thank you, Debbie. I feel your pain. I'm not even worried about, obviously I'm upset with the emergency lane, but when clearly it's rush hour traffic and everyone's queuing in the left to take the off ramp and you come screaming past me on the right and then try to push in and you're putting you get your passenger to open the window and say, hey, can we just cut in? I'm like, no! Everyone else made the decision at Kwamashu that we're coming off here. you could do the same thing. Oh, 100%. And if you missed the off-ramp, just go down to Sibaya, turn around, and come back. And rethink your driving decisions. Maybe get yourself GPS.
Yeah. But do you know what else? I mean, you are meant to be, having a safe following distance, right?
Yes.
So there's a bit of a gap between you and the car in front of you.
Exactly.
And they use that gap to get in.
And so, you want to stop the next person from cutting in. Now you go too close to the person in front.
Yeah, 100%.
These are not pet peeves. I think these are life changing.
These are universal peeves.
They really should be. All right, Kerry Miller, you've been very quiet about this. Don't you have one pet peeve?
Oh, I have many, Darren.
One for our list that perhaps you could contribute.
No, I don't want to offend you, so I was giving it to myself.
All right, Terrence, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the pet peeves. Hey, continue this on Twitter, by the way. Terrence is very vocal on Twitter. He's been quite reserved here. But if you want to get quite vocal or rather more opinionated, make sure you follow Terrence on Twitter. That's at @TerrencePelay1 on Twitter. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
Boys and girls, we'll see you here bright and early tomorrow. Actually, will I see you tonight, 8 o'clock for the Rocket
Enjoy
Band
the movie, Darren. I don't need a second, third class invitation.
You might see the rentals.
Yeah.
You might see the rentals. They might come watch. Take my tickets.
Okay. Oh, the rentals.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
Bryceps' birthday today. Happy birthday to Bryceps.
Oh, happy birthday, Bryceps.
Yeah, 100%. His car's written Bryceps, so just please hoot the whole day.
Otherwise, worst case, I'll see you here tomorrow morning.
No, I will be here.
Okay, love you.
I will be here.
South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards 2019.
East Coast Breakfast.